House and Senate have agreed to spend $480 million on merit-based pay raises for all instructional personnel, not just full-time teachers. And some educators say the merit pay system is unfair. Florida Education Association Vice President Joanne McCall says two-thirds of teachers were rated based on students they don't teach.
Florida's teacher evaluation system that is relied heavily on standardized testing is flawed. It's chaotic.
The teachers union has filed a federal lawsuit over the evaluation process, which the legislature is working to revise. Meanwhile, Governor Rick Scott issued his own warning to lawmakers over the issue.
I've been very clear about what my priorities are. I know the House and Senate have priorities. I think we all would like to have a successful legislative session. I believe we will.
Despite the dispute, more than 97% of teachers were rated as effective and highly effective last year. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.